SRN News. I'm John Scott. An intense wildfire could soon reach a town in western Canada. In a briefing, Cliff Chapman with the British Columbia Wildfire Service says an intense wildfire driven by high winds threatens Fort Nelson.
If you are still in Fort Nelson or anywhere in the evacuation order of the Parker Lake wildfire, I encourage you to leave. The fuels are as dry as we have ever seen. The wind is going to be sustained, and it is going to push the fire towards the community. Escape routes may be compromised, and visibility will be poor as the fire continues to grow.
That blaze, one of several out-of-control wildfires in western Canada, threatening communities in provinces such as Alberta and Manitoba. Drought has made the fires worse. Also at SRNNews.com, on the battlefront, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a strong Russian offensive in various sectors of Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are locked in intense battles with the advancing Russian army in two border areas. He says fierce battles are taking place near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine as outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers try to push back a significant Russian ground offensive. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian apartment building collapse blamed on Ukrainian shelling has risen to 15. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The controlled demolition of the largest remaining steel span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been postponed because of weather conditions. The explosive now expected to be detonated this evening. On Wall Street, the Dow is 14 points in the red, but the NASDAQ ahead 58 points. This is SRN News. A former prison guard issues a warning.
Hector Farrell had been with the California Department of Corrections for 16 years, but he quit his job after officials decided to begin housing men who are living as women with actual women prisoners. Farrell tells the Independent Women's Forum, quote, it's unethical, it's immoral, and it's dangerous. A number of the transgender prisoners are serving time for sex crimes, and after being placed in women's facilities, they commit crimes against their fellow inmates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Washington's Attorney General says the Seattle Catholic Archdiocese not cooperating in a sex abuse investigation. Bob Ferguson is asking a judge to force the church to turn over documents to his office in an investigation into whether the archdiocese unlawfully used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. A growing number of states are investigating abuse by Catholic priests. This is SRN News. A suspect is being sought in the fatal shooting of a Ohio police officer.
Authorities say a police officer in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call Saturday night. Investigators say some officers were dispatched to a home after a report of a disturbance. They say as the officers were investigating, a gunman ambushed one of them and shot him. That officer was taken to a hospital where he died. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost identifies the slain officer as Jacob Durbin. Yost says he was in his first year with the department. I'm Mike Hempen.
One teenager killed, another seriously wounded in a shooting outside a Delaware carnival. It was hosted by law enforcement against drugs and violence. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates a fight broke out between several people near the entrance of a parking lot carnival. More details at SRNNews.com.